Our Old Testament reading and gospel have the same message of illness and healing. And we could go in a variety of directions, but today I want to focus my message on gratitude that we find especially in our gospel lesson. We hear 10 lepers encountered Jesus on the road, 9 of which were Jews, and 1 who was an outsider, a non-Jew, a foreigner, an immigrant, a Samaritan. Leprosy was the most feared among diseases, as it not only racked the body with infection and mutilation, but it removed one from living in one's community. It tore communities apart. These were real people whose health and hopes made them and forced them to beg on the fringe. No cure waited for them, and the fear of contagion preceded them on their death march around the country. They would simply go from place to place and beg for food and a way to simply keep alive. Jewish law was very precise. Lepers could not come in within a prescribed distance of someone who was clean. Well into the Middle Ages, people with leprosy had to wear special clothing, shake bells, and shout the word unclean ahead of them as they walked a distance away from the main road so they wouldn't come into contact with others and possibly afflict them. The 9 Jewish lepers went off to show themselves to the priest just as Jesus instructed them, as Jesus told them to do after he healed them. Jesus instructed them and sent them on their way. They went off and didn't stop because they were anxious to be received back into their families and society. And the priests were the ones who held the key to that situation. They did what was required by the law if they wanted to re-enter society. They had to show the priest they were healed. So I found it interesting that Jesus asks the Samaritan leper, "Where are the other 9? After all, Jesus knew it was required to see the priest to complete the act of healing and re-enter the community. It is the outsider who returns to Jesus and gives thanks for having been cured of leprosy. He was filled with gratitude for having received this amazing gift of healing. He did not go to the priest because he was an outsider outside the Jewish community. He realized God was the source of what he was given, and he had no need to go to the priest for verification. He would go back to his own land where they would welcome him back into community because he wasn't part of the Jewish community. So he simply stood in gratitude for this gift that he was given. During this time of year, when we especially turn our attention to the abundance of life, with the harvest complete, with the trees beginning to give us their most beautiful color, and gatherings in our home around hearth and home. I read an article recently that spoke about gratitude and 6 virtues of gratitude I simply want to share with you this morning. First of all, gratefulness is not circumstantial or conditional. Gratefulness is an overall direction of life and orientation. When we wake up in the morning and experience a sense of gratefulness just for the fact of being alive, we're beginning to develop a sense of gratitude. We can practice being grateful for what we've taken for granted. In the words of Joni Mitchell, "You don't know what you've got until it's gone." When people have lost something, there is gratefulness when it returns. When you lose your electricity for 2 days, you're so grateful when it finally comes back on. But in a short time, we default to our base expectations, our assumptions, and even our entitlement. Integrating a practice of gratitude is key to changing that and being more aware all the time. Gratefulness asks, Where can we find opportunities to grow and learn and love even in the darkest moments of our life? And once the darkness has passed, how do we live fully and deeply in the present? I see this play out over and over again when someone loses a loved one. The attention turns to the gratitude for their relationship and the gifts that they share during their lifetime. Being grateful is not easy when you're hurting, but in the time of celebration of the life together and the relationship, it takes on a new and very special meaning, more than just about anything else. Gratitude requires vulnerability. It can lay us bare in a way that people may find uncomfortable. We recognize our deep belonging and tenderness and the strength of truly treasuring life and one another. It's why in some pastoral visits, when someone begins to break down, my first response isn't to immediately give them tissues. Sometimes people just need the time and the space to let it out. And this experience can be being vulnerable, a transforming an experience, and a capacity to help us deepen our own selves. Gratefulness can drive social action. When we stand in awe of the life we've been given, we turn our gaze to the well-being of others and the world around us. Lastly, practicing gratefulness now means having fewer regrets later on. When you live inside your vulnerability, feeling grateful for the gift of your life, even or especially at the hard times, you're much less likely to say and to do things, or not to say or do things, that will lead you to regret. We become aware, especially in heated moments, just because it comes into my head does not mean it needs to come out of my mouth. When we embrace the poignancy and vulnerability that come with gratefulness, we're reminded time is limited and our experiences are ever so fleeting. So we'd better treasure deeply what we have now and live more fully into what we know really and truly matters. And as the leadership of this place enters into the time where we're beginning to turn our attention to shaping a budget for 2020 and start looking at a stewardship campaign to raise funds necessary to carry on the common life here at St. Peter's, we are especially aware of the abundance of this past year. I mean, it has just been remarkable what this community has been able to achieve coming together. The Stewardship Committee this year is inviting us to reflect on all that we have and stand in awe and gratitude. When we say we can do nothing without God, that's just not a nice thought. For who of us can claim that we can actually take a breath of our own choosing or wake up in the morning? Like Jesus' healing to the lepers in our gospel, God delights in giving us the gifts of life, the gift of healing, the gift of family, the gift of love and relationship that all make this life worth living. Gifts that come from a loving God in sharing his limitless abundance with us. Thanks be to God.